40 years ago, a milestone week, a pivotal week in Fort Wayne history, the flood of 1982. Pretty much the downtown that we have today is a lot of it is the result of what happened in 1982 and all the flood engineering that they've done. But almost to the day, 40 years ago, back then it was called Bearfield Airport. They didn't even have a terminal. The Air Force One landed in Fort Wayne, and President Reagan came off. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but because I was just starting in radio back then, and our news crew was out covering this, as were all of the Fort Wayne and national media. And there was a tornado warning for Allen County about an hour, maybe not even an hour, before Air Force One was scheduled to land at the airport.
Dang, that was a bad weather week.
It was. So they had to divert the plane. I mean, it was late. So anyway, here's a little short clip of President Reagan landing at Bearfield, talking to reporters about our flood of 1982, 40 years ago this week.
I think you should know, you of the Capitol Press Corps who are here. This is Mayor Moses of Fort Wayne, and here is Governor Orr of Indiana, and my good friend Governor Jim Rhodes of Ohio. Congressman Coates of this district has been in communication with our people about this, and I'm looking forward to talking with him, but I wanted to see for myself and certainly let the people know here that their neighbors in the rest of the country are interested. This is quite a story that's been going on here. I can't say that all of the emergency has been stopped. We know it hasn't. Been great distress for the people, but it could have been far worse had it not been for thousands of volunteers, including young people who have been working literally around the clock in sandbagging the dikes and helping to prevent this from being worse.
And that's why he came to Fort Wayne.
Because of the kids?
Because of the kids. He saw on the news, and the people literally, people who are over 50 who were in junior high or middle school or high school in 1982 literally are responsible for saving the city of Fort Wayne from another even larger tragedy if they hadn't come out in force to fill sandbags and help.
No question.
And the story that we had heard and carry over the years, you and I have had former Mayor Moses on.
Mm-hmm.
And the story that he tells was, you know, the city administration in 1982 with this flood, they didn't know what to do. They called Bill Anthus at Fort Wayne Community School, and Mayor Moses said to him, "Bill, listen, we need these high school kids or the kids to come and help us at the Coliseum."
It's very forward thinking on his part, too. I mean, that was good thinking to think of the high school kids.
Exactly. And Mr. Anthus said, "Well, Mayor, I can close the schools, but that doesn't mean that the kids will go and help you."
Yes.
they hang out at the mall.
Yes.
But so many did.
Yeah. And that's the story here. And that's what all of us who live here and are, you know, who've lived here all our lives really have to remember, is if it wasn't for those kids in 1982 that went out at the Coliseum, and I know everybody has stories about...
I'd love to hear some, though, by the way.
Yeah, if anybody...
Like, if we have time this morning, I'd love to hear some stories.
Yeah, you can, if you were a part of this, 426-5343, if you have any stories you'd like to tell. But that was the key, is getting the kids... School was closed. Okay, now go and help. And they did. And that's what really save so many homes, and that's what people have to keep in mind.
Hey, good morning. Boy, you just brought some flashbacks for me.
Yeah.
I was a junior in high school, and I went to Dwanger at the time, and my friend, the Poinsett, owned Poinsett Motors right where the old Headways Park is and all that.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And we had to get a whole group of people to move all the cars from there out to Coliseum because they were getting flooded. And then we went in and filled all of the sandbags because we also lived right at the Pemberton Dike.
Is that where President Reagan went? That's where he went to visit, right? The Pemberton Dike.
He did the Pemberton Dike, but I think actually he went down closer to like Edgerton. Right down at the Maumee River. I think that's where he was. We were right by Lakeside Middle School. the Pemberton Dyke there that was coming up over.
Yeah.
But he went down a little bit further, down by Edgerton.
What a week. What a memory.
Very vivid memories for me.
It is, and the young people deserve so much credit for what they did back then. And that's why it's made, you know, all the national news, and that's why we still talk about it on the milestone anniversaries.
Yeah. Absolutely, and we had a personal vested interest in it. And think of all those people that didn't really, they weren't affected by it, but they still came out in hordes and helped out.
I was a sophomore. And I was stationed down at the down to Pemberton Dyke, and also just up front of Lakeside School there on Lake.
Yes,
obviously. And I was two sandbags down from Reagan.
Wow.
My sandbag went to my buddy, and then my buddy handed it to Reagan, and we got our picture in the paper. And unfortunately, one of the security guys that was there was blocking my face, but I was there. I was in the paper with Reagan.
Wow. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And did you guys know that he was coming on that day? Or, you know, you were there helping, obviously, but did you know that the president is coming?
No, we had no idea. No idea. I was originally down at Tecumseh Street with my buddies, and then they grabbed a handful of us to go help out Save Lakeside Middle School, and so we went down there, or elementary school, so we went down there.
Wow, that's amazing.
But, yeah, I had no idea.
It's an amazing story of the young people who today are probably mostly in their 50s, I would imagine. Maybe they're even their early 60s. But, I mean, what happened back then, and everybody should be proud of that. That's a great moment for Fort Wayne.
Yep, it was pretty cool.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.